Wes McElroy and John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates every Wednesday from 7:30 until 8. Hokies kicking off the season a week from this Monday in Tallahassee. You can listen to the game, Florida State, Virginia Tech, right here on Fox Sports 910. And Lays, I don't know how much you really look into it, read into it. I have my feelings on the preseason polls that come out, but Virginia Tech at 20, Florida State at 19. As you see it, as you see both programs, both with a lot of question marks, is there a great gap between the Seminoles and the Hokies?
I think there is in terms of experience, and on paper, the Seminoles, like you said, have some of their own issues in some of the positions that they'll be replacing going into this game, and I think it's also a little bit difficult to project in the first season of a head coach like it will be for Willie Taggart, so that says an awful lot about the amount of talent that they feel like is on that roster. But I don't think there's a huge gap. I think you look at the spread in the game, which is a touchdown at the moment, and that's largely due to the fact that it's a road game for Virginia Tech and a home game for Florida State. But no, I don't think there's a ton of difference in the direction of the programs. No, I really don't.
Were you surprised by the 20th ranking for Virginia Tech? And I only ask this because Justin Fuente, who votes in the coaches poll, said he did not put them in his top 25. Were you surprised?
Yeah, he never votes them into the top 25, even if he thought they were a top five team. So that didn't surprise me, the fact that he doesn't really care about the preseason polls and said that he didn't think there should be one. I'm with him, man. I really don't understand the point. The loser of this game will be quickly out of the top 25. You're just guessing and throwing darts. I get it. It's for the fans, so I don't have a problem with them doing one. But when you have a team like Virginia Tech and you're replacing essentially eight regulars on defense, I think it's hard to project what they are, you know, to put a number on it, and it's just all for sake of discussion. So I don't put much stock into it. I think the Hokies certainly may end the season in the top 25, but I would be stunned if there weren't times where that fluctuates a bit throughout the year.
Okay, that is abstract. Let's get to concrete. Jackson said yesterday the coaches have more trust in his opinions now. He said he has more of a green light to change things and to give his input on the offense. How are you seeing the dynamic between quarterback and coach grow and evolve?
Well, I think that I've seen Josh Jackson grow and evolve quite a bit from last year to this year. You know, just the other night after Tech Talk Live, I was walking out of the Cine Bowl in Blacksburg, and Josh was standing there. I didn't see him, and he shouted kind of jokingly, "Hey, Lazer, you're not." And then I went over, and you know, he's like, "I just wanted to say hello," and blah blah blah. And it's not that he wouldn't have done that last year, but he's just so casual about it. You can really start to see his personality joking around and being comfortable leading this football team. And I think that's the natural ascension of a quarterback, right? You see that with good quarterbacks everywhere. It's not that he's going to be calling the plays, but he can certainly give his input on what he's seeing, and I think that just represents a level of confidence that this staff has in his knowledge of not only the offense but the defense as well. So I don't think there was ever an issue with the relationship, despite what people wanted to read into Coach Fuente's comments following the spring game with him and Josh Jackson. I think that relationship is always and continues to be strong.
No, and I actually think I thought of that yesterday, and I thought this is what Fuente wanted. This is when he says fall in love with more of the process. This is one of those signs that he's becoming more part of the process.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. And I think Josh understands, particularly after having gotten into spring and then into camp with some of the guys that maybe, I'm not going to say intimidated by, but certainly he looked up to. You know, it's hard not to look up to the Edmonds brothers and what they did at Virginia Tech and Big Tim Settle and some of those guys, even though they're not on the offensive side, and go, okay, those are the leaders of the team. And I think there was a bit of a bashfulness about not only Josh but the offense as a whole last year, where they were so green and so young and just trying to hold their own, that you didn't have that experience moxie on the other side to say, okay, when you guys falter, we'll pick you up. So hopefully I think it will lead to this team being more balanced from the offense to defense side, not just in what you see on the field, but in terms of the leadership of it.
He is John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cal. Let's have a Lazer lightning round. All right, Lays, three questions for you, three questions for me. I'm going to go first here, Lays. How excited are you, my fellow friend, my fellow fan of Cheez-Its? How excited are you for the Cheez-It Bowl December 26th?
Pretty darn excited, because I've got four boxes of them right now in my house, and my wife has finally understood that I don't care about all the different flavors and all. Just get me the original, get me the family size, and you won't have to go back to the store for a few days. I'm a little bit less excited about the Cheez-It Bowl than I was for the Bud Bowl whenever that went away, but either way, I'm pretty excited about it. And also, the original cheese balls coming back from Planters as well is a pretty darn big deal.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, the good times are rolling. Yes, December 26th, the Cheez-It Bowl. And I put out the poll question earlier. We put out the show topic question. What is the one snack food? If you could have a lifetime supply of it, what would it be? I don't know about you. I'm going Cheez-It.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it would be Cheez-It. I'm a snacker, my man. There's about 10 different things in there. It would probably be Chex Mix, not the store-bought, my mom's. I think I got a lifetime supply for my birthday. I'm already one bag down out of three. All right, Wes, let's get in the Wayback Machine and go back to 2012 with me. I co-hosted your show or filled in for your show, and I took Mike Rizzo to the woodshed, and I heard about it for a while, about shutting down Steven Strasburg. The baseball gods were listening. Are you ready to admit that I was fully right?
I thought you were right back then.
I wanted to hear you say it again, because they keep piling on.
Yeah, we'll get back to the Nationals here, because Mike Rizzo, definitely in the conversation of what went wrong this season.
This season, it's what went wrong ever since 2012.
Got to seize the moment, man. Seize the opportunity. Lays, why do I keep hearing about a certain freshman tight end out at Virginia Tech?
Because he's a monster. You're talking about James Mitchell.
He's
going to be a good one. I'm not sure how quickly he's going to make an impact, and that's just a testament to what you have in front of him on the depth chart with Dalton and also Chris Cunningham and Drake Dulius, because Dulius is kind of the same mold. But he's been turning heads, man, and he may be a secret weapon this year for sure. Adrian Peterson comes to the Beltway, Wes. It's kind of a sad end for me, I think, for AP's career after all that he did in Minnesota, which brought to mind, which of your favorite players had a sad end to their career?
Probably Steve Carlton. It was pretty bad watching that all go south. I love watching Lefty, but to see him bounce around, I think it was the Giants, the Twins, maybe the Indians thrown in there. It was a real pathetic end to an absolute great career. I got 30 seconds. The VMAs were on Monday night. What's something that you watch that makes you feel really, really old?
Oh, man. Jeopardy, I watch quite a bit. The Jeopardy Wheel of Fortune back to back. I really enjoy that.
God, you're so married. I'm so proud. I'm now in the
married.
Same.
I've been watching that since I was in high school, man.
Oh,
it makes,
man.
Makes me feel very smart.
That's how you're witty and educated. Hey, get out of here. Thanks as always, buddy. We'll talk next week. Game week.
See you, buddy.
John Laser. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, the voice of the Hokies.